Blog Talk Radio.
You fucked up big time. You're incapable of running this shit. Sit your $5 ass down before I make change.
Ice water turn Atlantic. Night calling in a phantom. Told them hold it, don't you panic. Took an island, start the mansion. Drop the roof, more expansion. Drive a coupe, you can stand it. Bitches undercover. I'm an ass and titty lover. Guess we all meant for each other. Now that all the dogs free, and we out in these streets. Can you do it? Can you pop it for me?
Pull up in a demon on guard, looking like I still do fraud. Flying private jet with the rod. It's that Z shit, it's that Z shit. Pull up in a demon on guard, looking like I still do fraud. Flying private jet with the rod. It's that Z shit, it's that Z shit.
Blow the brains out the coupe. Pully one on top, but I'm on mute. I'ma bust her wrist down cause she cute. Fuck her on the yacht, I've been up pool. She an addict for the lifestyle in the paddock. Big daddy, how you ever felt Chanel fabric? I be dripping to death, I need a casket. And we got more strikes in the rough, we foul tackle. In the middle of the field, like David Beckham. All my niggas locked up for real, I'm tryna help them. When I got a meal, got me the chills, don't know what happened. Pop pill, do what you feel, I'm on that zombie. I'm more like a Taffy, I'm not no Gundy. I'm more like I'm David Goliath running. Niggas be cloning, I find it funny.
Clone.
We from the north, straight out the dungeon.
We from the north.
I go in the mouth, she comes to me nuts. 300 the watch, it's out of your budget. Mean mugging got me clutching. Yeah, and it stick right out of Russia.
Ice water turn Atlantic. Night calling in a phantom. Told them hold it, don't you panic. Took a island, flood the mansion. Drop the roof, more expansion. Drive a coupe, you can stand it. Slippers undercover. I'm an ass and titty lover. Guess we all meant for each other. Now that all the dogs free, and we out in these streets. Can you do it? Can you pop it for me?
Pull up in a demon on guard, looking like I still do fraud. Flying private jet with the rod. It's that Z shit. It's that Z shit. Pull up in a demon on guard, looking like I still do fraud. Flying private jet with the rod. It's that Z shit. It's that Z shit.
In a Hellcat, cause I'm a Hellraiser. Self-made, I don't owe a nigga land favor. When you get that money, nigga, keep your heart. I'm sliding in a coupe, ain't got no key to start. I got to follow me in BET Awards. When your well run dry, you know you need me for it. When I pull up in a Buick, you know what I'm doing. If the police get behind me, fleeing any lure. Sleeping on the pallet, turn me to a savage. I'm a Project Baby 9, staying Calabasas. Like I'm still surfing, like I'm still jacking. I be sipping on lean, trying to keep balance. Hit that Z-Walk, dicky with my Reebok. I don't say much, I just let the heat talk. Your jewelry water whoop, diamonds like re-rock. My little baby rock that dick like seesaw. When I stepped up on the scene, I was on a beam. When I jumped up out the beam, I was in saline. Baby girl, you just a fleen, that ain't what I mean. Money busting out my jeans like I do skiing.
Pull up in a demon on guard, looking like I still do fraud. Flying private jet with the rod. It's that Z shit, it's that Z shit. Pull up in a demon on guard, looking like I still do fraud. Flying private jet with the rod. It's that Z shit, it's that Z shit.
You fucked up big time. You're incapable of running this shit. Sit your $5 ass down before I make change.
All right, fellas. I'm in for chemo for a minute. About a half an hour. If you guys want to get on the show and get something started, let it go.
They had a lot going on. Then Skip, man, you got Skip got in the ring today. I mean, yesterday he lost. The truck lost. Oh man, there's a lot going on. I ain't by my board, so I'm going to go in the men and get by my board so I can see if we got any mics open. Yeah, we got anybody on the mic?
No, sir. You ain't got nobody over on the mic.
All right. Let's see in a minute. It must all be over there with old dog right now. Dog, he just can't take it, man. Jamie had a show, got his ass on rolled out.
Yeah, I seen that.
By Mario. Mario opened his ass wide open. Right up. And dog had to hurry up and get on through him and show you. I don't understand that kind of stuff, but it is what it is. We ain't going to cry over no spoiled milk. We're going to still do our thing.
Yes, sir. Yeah. But, you know, I was watching a video this week where Mario was trying, he's trying to tell Jamie, like, hey, man, just keep it, let's keep it, not political, just keep it racing, you know. Jamie wanted to keep talking shit, so that's what happened.
Well, when you talk shit, you kind of bang it up, and Mario showed him who he was when he comes back out of retirement, and it goes straight to us. But,
yo, we got a hand up. Man. We got two hands up. We got a 662-0502. Your mic is open.
Yeah, on my book, I'm going with Jesse James. Going to be the motherfucking bear. I like Jesse James. I'm going with the little dude, Jesse James.
Oh, Jesse went out there and did his thing, didn't he?
You know, they talk about the big races. Let's talk about the other races. Let's talk about Jesse James doing his thing, sticking his gun in pocket change.
Yes, sir. We got also got a hand up for 313-5558. Your mic is open, sir.
Money.
Yeah.
Kimo, let me hear that horn one time, Kimo, on a good note and not a negative note. Let me hear that horn one time.
I ain't on the board right now. I ain't on the board. I'm going to the
okay.
I'm on the board.
Let me know as soon as you get your ass to
that
thing.
Horn.
I want to hear that horn.
That horn for Jesse James because he ran over goddamn pocket change.
Now, hey, Bud,
yes,
won one race now.
All right, Kimo. I don't need you to go against me, Kimo. I ain't even saying nothing, but I want to hear the horn. The goddamn.
Okay.
On that note, we paid $1,000 puck out to, and when we was having problems, couldn't get down the track. Now it was vice versa. They seen a hit. They wanted to race. Get it up to the moon. We made that second hit. Not something wrong with their car. The man had the trunk off. He had the car jacked him sideways. The goddamn hood open, the valve covers off, and he had the goddamn driver's seat out. I don't know why, but I want to ask everybody why.
That goddamn Amboni paid that punk out, Kimo, Grudge Racer of the Year on the Grudge Inc. side. And we whooped
I got something against that. It's like when you see in high school and you get beat up and you come back, you know, and you come back to fight again. You know, they took our money.
Yeah.
And I told Boney I was coming back. He locked us in for 42. 42 got canceled. I went down there to handle him. The lock-in was for $3,000. He got on here and said, I will run you for 10. I said, lock it. I'm on my way. We got down there. You know, we made a few testing on Thursday. The track was different from Friday. So the testing, what we did Thursday, it didn't matter because the track was totally different Saturday.
It was
different glue. So the testing, what we did, didn't matter. We was both out there testing at the same time, trying to put down the power. He felt like he didn't have enough. I was willing to gamble. I wasn't going to leave without gambling. He had to fuck me up.
Well, you did your thing.
I'm not getting on here and pat myself on the back and all that shit, but I'm just saying, if you call me down there, I'm going to handle you now.
Hey, where that pretty teeth do that? He did his thing, too.
Yes, sir. I want to get that goddamn Brando.
What Brando do?
He showed that motherfucker left the X-Men. It ain't Uncle Sam. It's Nephew Sam. We gonna call him Nephew Sam.
Hey,
it's Uncle Wesley.
Pretty Teeth left that motherfucking X-Man, Marcus Burt, sitting there.
Oh, yeah?
That's what he did. Yeah. Yes, sir.
Okay.
Left him sitting
okay.
there. The race was over at the tree.
Man.
Now, we both came down there. Wesley Snipes and Jesse James, we was having trouble at the track, but we got shit in order, and we was going to go to their ass. You know, one of we, unfortunately, Boss Byrne, he had to be the one to get it, you know. Tony left there to hang, so we had to go and tear his asshole on out. Boss, where Boss at, man? He said, what'd he tell you, Bud?
What you talking about, Blood?
What Boss tell you at the end of the track?
Oh, you're running real good there, Boss. You're running real good, Boss. I took a picture with him and everything, man. We whooped the baddest. In my eyes, Tony Bynum is the baddest grudge racer ever. So to whoop him, he a bad man. So just happy to whoop him.
Yeah, Boss has been itching for that ass whooping, man. He's been making videos, all his videos, talking about heavy Chevys and all types of shit. And it, you know, he had it coming to him. It's unfortunately, we ain't get Anfony with him. Anfony, he jumped off the ship and left Boss in there. So,
Chima, we would just try to, I don't know what black intention was, what word he would use, but I went to go, I was trying to crucify motherfucking Anfony.
So I have only seen something he ain't like, that's why he ain't never.
So I only think it is right if Amboni, if he the real Amboni that it is, he'd get his ass up here to goddamn Mayhem, and we could lock that motherfucker back in 1-on-10. I don't give a fuck. This time, we're going to lock the whole pot up. It ain't going to be no chicken out. Lock that motherfucker up.
You want to lock it all
over here.
Lock it.
You know, we a two-time runner-up grudge race up here. That goddamn Boney up here, five-time grudge race of the year. And let's get that north and the south thing going on. Because them
you
boys
can't say
up there, they was jumping around, giggling and hollering. They seen us go down. We ain't had no power in the past. They like, we can go right now. As soon as we made a pass, I couldn't find not nail one of them.
Hey, Bub, you can't say they chicken out because the last time y'all paid the punk out. So they ain't no chicken out.
No, I just said it. That's black. But, yeah, you right.
Yeah, I mean we didn't have our tools.
I got y'all for
grub
racing. I got y'all for
better
the week. I got y'all for
better
the week.
We went out there by ourselves. You know what I mean?
Yeah
they outgunned us. They had us.
Yeah, I got y'all for better the week. I don't got some big cars. I got y'all for better
the week. We didn't know enough to get the car down the track. So, yes, I had to bow down to Boney. But I told Boney, I'm coming back for that ass, Boney.
And you did that, and you made him bow down. So when he bowed down, you punched the pocket change, took his little change.
Yeah, sir. They left Boney out there. They left Boney out there to get his ass tore up.
Hey, hold on, man. Come on. Hey, get your phone out. Get your phone out your pocket, man, and go to mute.
I say you guys did okay. Y'all went down there and came back victorious. And
Kimo, we got one more. You know, I've been seeing a lot of people. They've been asking why we going to the south to race and all that. Can anybody get that goddamn junkyard on this motherfucker? Tell him to lock the fuck in. I built this car for him. He said when he gets the car down the track, I heard word back that the car went down the track. We need to get something safe.
Well, I can't speak for junkyard. You would have to get one
of
the ride or die guys on. I'm sure they're listening somewhere around.
What? Akimo. I'm here that, you know, we didn't get to stick around. And I know all through the week we all be on the phone. And, you know, Pine was saying, oh, they had all these lock-ins. I just want to know, what happened with a ride or die this weekend?
Well, they lost a couple of times. They lost a few.
I mean, because I know when I lose, I hear it from the whole city. It's like they jump for joy when I lose. They just bust they nut. I go down there and lose down in the south. Everybody's so happy that I lose. So, you know, I like to parade on their losses too, though.
Hey, Black, how many people was betting against you? How many people from up here was betting with Black Death?
They always betting against me. That don't bother me, though. That don't bother me, not 1 cent. They bet against me, but they won't race me, though.
Hey, Black.
Yeah, it don't bother me that they betting against me, though. You know? But I'm going to tell them like this, because y'all can't join me, and y'all can't beat me. I don't know what to tell them.
Hey, Bug.
Hey, Black.
Yes, sir.
You the lost. You the lost.
Yes, sir, right, man.
You had everybody in the world on the line right now.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Good shit,
Black. Hold on, let Randy finish talking real quick.
I think y'all went down there.
Put on for Michigan, man. Y'all did a fantastic job, man. Job well done on both ends, you and Black.
No, it's Black and me, man. It's Black and me. I'm just going down for the ride and being the best driver I can be, man.
That nigga Black became a race car builder and a tuner.
Hey, Black, you know they love to see you lose and hate to see you win. You know what's going on? Hey, man. To me, it's all about getting up there, man. I like the sport. I'm a very competitive person. And when I went down there and I had to bow down to another man, I told Boney, I will be back. If a motherfucker fuck me up and I feel that I want him back, I will go tomorrow and spend $50,000 to fuck him up. That's how I feel about this sport.
Good God Almighty. Do it, Black.
Somebody on 2 phones or something.
Hey, all I know. If Black would have went down there and got messed up, or Brandon would have went down there and got messed up, everybody named Mama be on the line talking about it right now.
Hey, Randy, who got melted over there this weekend, man? Who got melted, goddamn?
Man, a lot of people.
Hey, Kimo, check your phone, man. Get that noise out of there, Kimo.
I ain't working the board. I don't know who. Somebody on 2 phones or on the speakerphone, man. God damn, y'all hear it? Cut that. Go and get on the wrong line, man, or something. All right, y'all did good, Young Money. Y'all did damn good.
Yeah.
I got a report come across my phone. Say Brandon said a piston came out or something, a piston shot clean out of there. What the hell? What are they talking about, Brando?
Hey, Kimo, I'm looking for Batman at Lonnie.
Hey, Kimo.
And Mayhem, man.
Kimo.
Yeah, come on. Yeah.
Man, when Black win, everybody treat Black the same. When Black lose, everybody treat Black the same. It's that motherfucking jockey he got. You bitch-ass nigga, bitch-ass nigga, that. Y'all some stroke. And he the one getting the criticism. Black
Uncle
don't
Pine
get
Tree.
It be a goddamn
Uncle
jockey.
Pine Tree, don't get on here lying, man. You know I'm the most respectful nephew you got,
man.
Until you disrespect me first time.
No, I'm talking about Peter Bub. You be sipping too much. You get on the phone, you call everybody bitch ass nigga stroke.
At the end of the day, you know I'm very fine. At the end of the day, you know I'm very respectful, fine.
Nobody come over here and talk no shit to Black. Everybody talk shit to you. That don't be for Black. That be for you.
Okay, if that's the way you want to put it, then go ahead. Nigga, it be, I go
you
fuck sometimes about getting on the morning show, Uncle Pine Tree.
Black, you need to grab hold of your goddamn booty, goddamn show him the trick, goddamn it, because nobody can on that ass.
I told Bub to go kill.
Okay.
Y'all is on our list.
Okay,
I just want you to know
okay.
that. I want Larry, Curly, and Mo,
all three of y'all
motherfuckers.
Okay. Y'all on this motherfucker talking good.
Y'all motherfuckers keep running up here at my street car. Get y'all asses up here now. Give me that same minute.
Okay. Who?
Get who that bag management.
Okay,
get on
the motherfucker. I'm trying to
get on the air.
Which
all three of y'all.
Which one of you? Which,
Lonnie,
hey,
Skip,
which one
and the motherfucking
hey,
junkyard, hey, motherfucker.
Mute that mic,
and
Debo.
I'm going to get you out of
here. Mute his mic, Debo. Trying to say something.
Go ahead, Brian.
I
want to
know which one of
ask.
You dumb son bitches. I want to know which one of you dumb son bitches knocked that goddamn piston out that block. Y'all don't want to talk about that.
Why
would
we talk about
something
like that on the talk show?
Why do we want to talk about that when they won? We're going to talk about that win. Then we'll talk about that later. Talk about that win first.
Hey,
Which one of you dumb motherfuckers knocked that goddamn piston out that block, baby? That's what
hey, you sound like a hater, Pat. That ain't a good look, Pat.
Which one of you dumbo? Well,
Lay your phone down.
We need to know who knocked that number three out, baby. Who knocked that number three out?
Ain't nobody laughing with you, Pine. That ain't a good look.
Keep it. Who knocked that number three out, baby?
That's fucked up, Pine.
Hey, Pine. What's good for the goose gonna be good for the goblin.
Hey, you gotta understand.
Hey, Zaybo, they shouldn't have left the word, Zaybo.
I'm going to mute.
Hey, that's like talking about a man hitting the wall, man. That ain't nothing to joke about, man.
Man, when I was on this motherfucker joking about Tony Bynum when he blowed up, ain't none of you old ho-ass niggas had nothing to say. So take it.
I ain't had none of that, but I heard what you talking about right now, though.
Well, that's why Randy laughed. So take it. When I was on this bitch talking about Tony Bynum, when he knocked the hood scoop off a pocket chain, ain't nobody say nothing.
But, Pat, they talking about something good, then you come on talking about somebody blew their motor up, man.
That ain't a good look, man.
Hey, look, I don't give no fuck because they asshole
blew out all weekend. That's why.
That's what it is.
Talk about who knocked that motherfucker, who knocked their shit back out down there.
What y'all want to do with fucking Fat Man, man? That's what I want to know.
Who knocked their shit? Who knocked their shit back out? Don't come on this phone capping for the show because I told you.
I'm DP fucking ready.
Hey, you know what, Zay, after the weekend, they ain't gonna race you unless you got a streak card. Hold on, Jay Black, I told Zay weak motherfucking ass, I'm gonna let him know a week before the race. Now he wanna come on the show, Captain.
Y'all been calling my name every fucking week.
Hey, James Black, a lot of stuff done changed over the last 48 hours. Just last week, Love Truck and all that. When they left Ugly, they whooped Black. Oh, the Love Truck got 100 locks. What happened in 48 hours, man, that you want to feel everything?
Randy, the Love Truck only had three lock-ins for 42.
Yeah, Batman, you got to put that.
Batman done got whooped. What happened in 48 hours now is all of a sudden you got to wait for the race and all that. Did you blow that up? Did you blow it up or something? I mean, why he got to wait a week for the race now? And he just had 6 blocks in. But yes.
Six miles.
Hey, that's a good report down there, Randy. That's a good damn report.
Yeah, he just had 6 block in.
Yeah.
That, now you got to wait a week and see and all this weight.
Hey, Randy,
things gonna look different after you get that asshole popped. It go a whole
That ain't me talking. That's the man. Yeah. That's the man who dick y'all sucking talking. That's they talking.
Yeah,
y'all sucking his dick.
Hey,
I wasn't saying nothing.
It's a whole lot of things change when you get your ass blew out. I can tell you that.
We still got damn near 2 weeks left for the race, man. I told Zay a week before the race I'm going to lock him in. I mean, he can't wait.
Man, I've been calling you all day. We ain't got to wait 2 weeks. I said we
can go somewhere this week. He can't wait.
Good God almighty.
I'm just saying. He can't wait. I told him I'm going to lock it, let him know I'm going to get with him a week before the race. He can't wait.
But if that's what you want to do, we could do that though.
We don't wait on one motherfucking event to race.
Hey, Brian, you hear me talking to you? We don't do that, but if that's what you want to do, we could do that.
We don't wait on no motherfucking event to race.
Okay.
I just want to know what dramatically happened in the last 48 hours. What? Why y'all have my
A whole lot of capping in this motherfucker. What kid at?
These niggas are scared.
What a goddamn kid at, man?
I don't know. They over there trying to recruit Arabs, fucking Russians, and every goddamn thing over there riding about right now.
Hey, Black, I don't understand. You trying to lock in and this man pick up somebody blowing their motor. I don't understand that, man. That's crazy to me, man.
Man, I'd race every car over there with quarantine except for Skip. These motherfuckers won't get up there. And look, me and Junkyard locked in for
three on 1500. They jumped up to 5,000. I still got up there with them and blew their little dicks off. He won't even get up there with. He won't even get up there with the. You feel me?
Somebody get Nappy on, man. I'm trying to get back locked in with Nappy for Mania.
They gonna steal you. They gonna be on the property. They ain't gonna lock you in.
Trying to get back locked in with Cuz and Matt. Get Cuz on.
It's almost the end of the season now. Good God almighty. That's what I was saying earlier. It's fucking August. It's going to be fucking cold soon. The shit's going to be over up here. Motherfuckers still ain't ready. You got oil supposed to be ready.
Hey, it's going to be their favorite time of the year, wintertime. Coming up.
Good. Oh, yeah, that's when the ass get on their chest. That's when the ass get on their chest.
Good. God,
you're not ready. You can get oil pressure.
Yeah, man. I'm trying to engage this weekend, pal. You talking about what happened yesterday. Yesterday.
Hey, that goddamn Chemo getting Nappy on. Chemo, what Nappy at, Chemo?
Well, get Nappy and Cuz on here, Chemo. Get them on.
I guess. Don't
throw nobody no life jacket. Let them drown. You taught me that, Chemo. You taught me that.
Let me see if I can get him on. Yeah,
don't nobody
on.
Don't be no life. Don't be no life, guys. Don't throw no faith. Let him go. Yeah.
Good God almighty.
Ooh, wee.
Hey, man, I'm going to just start big wheel racing, man. Fuck, put me some 22.
Hey, Pride talking about they threw a piston in the oil pan. Ask them how much they threw a piston in the oil pan for. How much the race?
Yeah.
How much the race? Four, Pride.
Yeah.
No. You know? Sometimes you got to put it in the oil pan for that. Right? You know that?
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Why everybody so quiet? No, they're not, man. What's going on?
Man, that's crazy, man.
Ain't that crazy, man? Ain't that crazy, man?
I'm just trying to figure out what happened the last
48
hours.
The air is different, man. I'll tell you. Somebody put something in the air, man.
Hey, if Boss would have won, they'd have been got Boss on and all types of
all
shit.
That, man. Boss on.
Oh,
get on it.
My
get
God.
On.
They would have had to hear the whole interview.
Somebody
trying
to get Boss on to get somebody. Boss on dog still talking about you ain't want to race. He only had 2,000. You wanted to race for the whole 25, so you took the 400 buck. I said, I don't need style right, boss. Get boss
man,
on here.
You're big style in a goddamn lie.
Get boss on here.
Hey, I
want
to give a shout out to Q, too, to Wesley Snipes, Q. That motherfucker stay calm, cool, collective, and he always confident.
Under pressure, baby.
So I
want to
give
you
a big shout out, man.
That
motherfucker.
That motherfucker went to a nigga ass off three hits. Went straight to the bear.
That's a bear. Get boss on here, man.
Yes, sir.
What boss that, Chemo? Chemo, get that goddamn boss on now. Come on now, Chemo. Don't be one side tonight, goddamn. Y'all, the boss would have been the first person on this fucker, man. Come on,
boss
now, Chemo.
He said he wanted to call in. He was trying to lock somebody in. I don't know what's on his mind.
They hung boss up. We got him out of there. They hung him up.
God almighty.
Yeah, man, it's so
they
real
so
quiet.
What the boy in the corner is
big time. You're incapable of running this shit.
I'm going to get him.
Hey, that motherfucker boss, that motherfucker boss had said the other day he was going to rape that heavy-ass Monte Carlo. Man, that motherfucker was so shaky on the top end, he got off the car with the big-ass feet that knocked the dough off the hinges and everything. God damn.
Hey, boss.
Oh, leave it right there, boss.
Fast.
I'll get it. I'll get it. I'm trying to help him put the dough back on.
5,000.
God almighty, right? Motherfucker had bugs in the car for about 13 25. Hours.
I'm thinking he in the fucking car the whole time, blood. That nigga walked up to my ready, boss? Nigga, I'm at the water box in the car sweating.
That's why I say, man. I'm telling y'all, man. Listen to me on this one. Listen to me on this one. They feel different when they lose one race. They hold everything. Everything. They not built like us.
Oh yeah, they was running around. They was running around saying James Black ain't got a tuner. I had to tune somebody ass up. Looking to tune what he offered.
Detroit.
If you want a goddamn play, you got to pay. Get your ass on down.
Not
motherfucking Brandon. I'm very proud of Brandon, man, because he was worried about something and it wasn't an issue and he came out and did his thing.
Tell me this. Hey,
I seen him over there.
Hey,
it was an issue. Now, I seen him over there fighting with that motherfucker. That's why I get him mad respect. Them boys,
they still got up. You know what I'm talking about. But,
that motherfucker was up under the ring. He was up under the front end doing all types of shit. Jack flipping off the car. Boys, we was working. Oh, we was working this goddamn everybody.
Hey, Black. Is it true, man, that
yes,
Boney come over there and tell y'all, man, you ain't got enough? Is that true, man?
Yes, sir. No, Boney.
I'm
not going to say Boney came with the excuse. It was the owner of the car. The owner of the car came over there, you know. He went from smiling and giggling and holding his little shit, drinking on his little syrup.
It was 9:25. They were
still
in their
came over to the car. It was about 13 motherfuckers with him. He came back. It was just him. The next motherfucker got up. I had to get it out of him. What's going on?
Get their ass
we
on
block
there.
We didn't block the lane, y'all. I can't free passes. We got the lane blocked off the curb.
Hey,
Kimo,
man, you
got to
call
yeah.
Will, man. Will got to get
yeah,
these fucks on the phone, man.
Hold on. Let me see where you at.
Get
little
Will
back,
on.
Man.
He'll get them all on there. Get them on.
Who we you know, Dog threw a little show earlier, so.
They
no
hung up.
What
they hung up
on
there. They hung up. They were just
oh,
on here.
Oh, okay.
I told that goddamn Boney. I told him I'd be back now.
Gotta get Boney
on. Man.
Get boss on here. We got
Pine,
to figure
get
this
boss
out.
On, Pine. You on here start trouble. Get boss on, goddammit. Get him on, Pine.
Pine probably gone.
Pine on here. He's somewhere on here. I'm looking for y'all motherfuckers in the city now. Some of y'all in the city
goddamn
now. Come
bug.
On and poke that chest out.
That's a goddamn bug.
Hey, Kimo, we need a horn for Uncle Sam. We need a horn for Buck Sam. We need a horn for
go to his ass, Ricky. Go to his ass.
Hey, Pine, get
the
ball on.
Thank you, Kimo.
Thank you, Kimo.
Man, I got that Uncle Sam, man. Hit me. I got some money off of it, too, now. I ain't have to pay for the tuners. I ain't have to pay for the gas. Where's Uncle Sam, man, so I could thank him for that, man?
Hey,
I need
the
some to thank him for that, man. Kimo,
hey.
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 Find a way, bro. Stop. Hey, we start getting steaks and everything after this. I'm like, damn, this is easy. I'm always going to come down the south. They feed you good.
Hey, Kimo. Kimo. Yeah. I'm about to get that goddamn Amboni on.
I told them when we was in Alabama.
Hey, Kimo.
The same shit makes
Kimo.
You laugh.
Yeah.
Going to make
hey,
that
Kimo.
Kid yeah.
Boss.
Yeah.
Boss didn't answer. Boss didn't answer.
Oh, man.
I got that bub
at.
Call him again. Call him again, bro. He wanted to get on the show. He said he got something on his mind. He wanted to get off his chest.
Pound ain't even calling. I don't think Pound called him.
Get Willie Dog on, too.
Willie Dog number is still on, probably
God
on down the back line.
So, wait a minute, man. They told call. Me, James, they told me, Mario driver left Jamie sitting at the light. We got to blow the horn for him. Let him go now.
God almighty.
God
Jamie,
almighty.
Let him go.
God almighty.
They laid on the bit.
Hey,
I'm going to
tell
I'm going to
tell y'all. Them was the
get out the way, Jamie.
Them was the two biggest races at the track. Uncle Sam and
I got
Wesley
that
Snipes and
hey,
boss. Trigger
boss.
Man.
Boss,
and that
hey,
goddamn
boss,
Mario, boy. I'm talking about the
boss.
Tracks, man. That motherfucker is like a beehive around the goddamn.
Hey, boss. Boss
burn
didn't answer, Street Randy. Peace, my boss didn't answer.
Man, boss got ran over. Boss got ran
boss,
over
boss,
by a reindeer.
Hey. Call Willie Dog. Call Willie Dog. Hold on, G. Hey, Kimo.
Boss got
hey,
ran
Kimo.
Over
yeah.
by the reindeer.
Hold on. Hey, Kimo. Boss got ran
yeah.
over. Batman got ran over. Lonnie got ran over. Hit that goddamn horn, man. I need to hear it.
Oh. Damn, nigga.
Good.
Hey, didn't they know not to get... Hey, they tell you.
Get out the way,
in the street and shit.
Get out the way, Skip.
They told him out.
Hey, Kimo, did Bub
huh?
turn that motherfucker loose? Did Bub turn that bitch loose, man?
You know what, man? I swear to God, man, I ain't seen Nam race, man. I just be hearing about
hey,
it and I go off of that.
Hey, Kimo.
One time
yeah.
Hey, Kimo, give me
hey,
a horn
Kimo.
For Bub.
Hold on, G.
I need
hey,
this,
Kimo.
Bub. I need that
hey, Kimo.
Horn.
Hey, Kimo.
Huh?
Boss and Bub
huh?
right there. Boss and Bub hit there. When Bub hit, how Bub get that horn on golf?
Yeah. He hit it twice on him, like, God damn. He hit it, Jack.
Oh, hey,
Jack.
Hey, both games, they were the one and one to take the whole out. Hey, man, now wait a minute, though. That job damn Mario come out of fucking retirement and killed that goddamn Jamie, man. What the fuck? Hey, man, he made the trip, bro.
Hey, Kimo.
Jamie
was
yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
Jamie was in
Kimo.
The fucking way.
Kimo.
Look out, Jamie. You got it, baby.
Just y'all ever getting that piece
nah, I got to
on,
say.
Hey,
Kimo.
Hey,
Kimo. That is the reason why I say give Brandon is the bear. Both cars made
hey,
a trip.
Kimo.
They both ran their tires down the track. That's what I like.
Hey,
Kimo.
Did you see the scout view with Brandon and Marcus? Hey, Kimo. They going all around it.
Mario came on the phone and told them motherfuckers get the lock in for Mike Hill race. They ain't going
to
talk about that. Now.
Mario say he need to go over his car, and Brandon say we need to go over West.
Hey,
talk
man, you wasn't on the phone.
Mario said y'all that'd give y'all enough time, nigga.
Guess what? I'm trying to get the locking with Batman and Lonnie, and you motherfuckers scared. Let's talk about that.
Mario, get ready. We'll be ready, nigga.
Man,
shit.
Yeah,
nigga,
man.
Me.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, man. Let's talk about something, man.
Hey, I'm gonna tell y'all niggas one more time. Quit riding them out of town.
Get junkyard
out.
Hey, get junkyard on. See what they want to do with Jeff. Good. Let's talk about the thing. Junkyard went down yesterday.
No. And all
hey, Black. Hey, Black.
I'm walking around.
The man went down
the stock
yesterday.
Blake,
I'm walking around
Batman,
with my friends out right
Lonnie.
Now.
Batman and the love truck.
Lonnie.
Man, Lonnie and
the motherfuckers dead. Y'all ain't got to worry about them. They put them to sleep.
Blake.
Hey, man, we got
Chris
a four-car rotation. We're going to kill everybody. Let's get it.
We'll get too fucked about them.
Don't care nothing about
it. Oh, yeah, I heard he said he was looking
hey,
for
Kimo.
I heard Marcus
hey,
Crawford.
Kimo.
Listen,
What did Brandon tell you, Mario?
Man.
What did
Brandon say? Yeah, Brandon said he had to check the car over. He had to check the pump or something like that.
Yeah, we're trying to have a conversation right now. It ain't no happening.
Y'all originally called me to say y'all ready to lock in. I told y'all that when I was with Mario.
Man.
Mario got on the fucking phone and said he was going to lock in right now.
We talked to Mario.
Too bad. It ain't going to happen in 2 weeks now. On to the next stuff. Let's get some of these
Lakers. Hey, Randy, I been know you were shaky, Randy. I been know you was a shaky motherfucker. I've been know that.
I'm trying to get some of these weaklings on the phone that's got old friends and they're going to lock in.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm going to stay out the way then. I'm in the bottom, but I'll call back tomorrow.
All right. Hey, Pine.
Pine,
come. You see how Pine going to throw it off?
Pine, come.
You see how Pine going to turn the group around there to throw it off him?
Hey, Randy.
Drink no good, Pine. Get up there.
Hey, Randy.
Hey, Randy. That's what I want to know. Where the fuck is Brad or that?
I'm back, Jigga Man.
What's up?
I'm back, Jigga Man. What's up?
What's 6 miles up?
I'm right
here. Okay, would you please let Pine know, man? Young Money gonna represent, man, for the city.
Oh yeah.
That part he obviously don't understand that.
Man, he knows what time
it is. We're gonna put the city on our back, Pine. You know that.
I know.
We the only team that travel, man. We're gonna put the city on our back.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Yes, Lord. Yes, sir. Win or lose, dog, we going, man. We're going to battle.
I can't say it's one time that I done went to the track. I have not raced. Win or lose. I take the good with the good and I take the bad with the bad, goddammit. I'm still getting up here. I ain't failing shit, man. Get on up here.
Yes, sir.
Hey,
get Marcus Crawford on, man. Get Marcus Crawford
on.
Man. Yeah, I heard that motherfucker goddamn Marcus Crawford was talking real greasy.
Get on his ass, Black. Get on his ass. Get on his ass.
I'm trying to do one on that number.
Fine, get him on.
Don't scare him away, Black. Don't do that.
Hey, Black.
Jigga Man, I don't have his number, Jigga Man.
Get up. Gotta get a hold of that Marcus Crawford.
We're trying to have some local fun.
We trying to have some local fun, man. Before the snow hit. First Corinthians will be out this week right here. We trying to have some local fun, man.
Hey, man. Hey. A lot of motherfuckers is gonna be playing a punk out at 42, man. I'm serious about that.
At 42 in October.
God, oh my God.
if 42 would have got off this past weekend, it was going to be a lot of punk outs being paid, man.
Oh, you talking about 52, 53 lock-ins.
A whole lot of cap. Man, it was going to be 40 lock-ins. 40 lock-ins was going to get paid off.
Man, get the fuck out of here.
God,
get the fuck out of here. Not 40 lock-ins.
This is crazy, man. Hey, I'm trying to see how these people have 4, 5, and 6 races locked in. They get up there, race one time, and now they got to wait and do all this. Yeah, I don't understand that.
They tucking their tail.
I'm saying that.
They got that no goal. They got that no goal.
Hey. They got a no goal.
They got that no goal.
Or did they lock in knowing that it was going to rain? Or you know, was a lot of roads locked in with that
Rain? No, they
knew
they had to put the money up. They knew they had to put the money up.
They both came to the track. $5,000. Couldn't make the cut with you. Somebody tried to spray you $2,000 instead of $2,500. And you wanted to fuck $400 punk out. I said, boss, that don't even sound all right.
Boss, hey, dude, you got the video on the top end of the rake? Boss, what video?
Hey, goddamn boss, the motherfucker.
Brenda don't give no fuck about them niggas down south. He put it on their ass.
Okay, hold on. Hey, say it again now. You're saying that when we were supposed to run 25 or better, right?
Yeah, you said on the line earlier on dogs. So.
You're talking low, Zay.
Get closer,
Randy. I'm asking you a question. Oh, this random phone. Okay, go ahead,
though. Just listen to me. You said earlier on the phone that you ran a little low on your funds this week when you got the track, which is understandable. It happened to anybody, right?
Right.
And you told Zay instead of 2500 running for the dollar for the rough up, you got 2000 you'll run for. Right.
Right.
It just not to that. And you said he denied $2,000 and put the $400 fuck out.
He took the $400 fuck out.
Is there any truth to that,
boss? Tell the whole story now, boss. Put some straightening on
it now,
boss.
Let me tell the whole story.
I'm going to tell the whole story.
Me and Zay were locked in. Me and Zay were locked in 500 on 25 or better. And I had enough money to cover both races. Then I got coming to the track, I ran until I had to pay a bill off. I got to the track. I said, Zay, I ain't got the whole 2,500.
That ain't what you said, man.
I didn't tell you about the bill or nothing like that. But anyway, when I got to the track.
Then straighten that out in the dope.
Right.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. So I got this track. I said, Zay, we got on 25 about 5 and 25 about. I could run for the $2,000, still give you the 1-1. Let's go and do it if you want to do that. He said, no, boss.
Hey, boss,
we had a
$500 side bet, too, boss.
Well, side bet had nothing to do with the main bet.
Yes, it do. That's all my money I'm calculating, boss.
No,
what do you mean?
You can't calculate a bet.
And we locked in on
Wait, what do you mean? Zay, the bet was 525 a belt. If I would have bet you something on the side, that's not locked.
We locked the side bet, boss.
Okay, now.
Okay.
But I ran about a little money short. I said, well, I'll run you for the 2,000. They no problem. And you said, you didn't want to do it. Just pay the punk out. That's what I did.
Right. And then I offered to run your car, Bam Bam, that she was in the lanes with right behind me, and you didn't want to go.
Yeah, no, I didn't want to run Bam Bam. But the thing was, I asked you a question. Zay, you know you go fuck me up. Why don't you go and get the $2,000 instead of a little $500?
Because it wasn't about that, boss. It was a whole extra $1,000 that was missed. You wanted us to call off our side bet and do all this other shit. I wasn't trying to. I need all the money, boss.
Hey, I could have ran you 5 on 25 or better, still called off the side bet.
I'm glad I did take it because I went up there and broke the damn pedal.
You told me that's how this ball bounced sometimes. I want everybody to know that I was wanting to race late. I was just $500 short. That's all. I had to have the money to run just a game.
Nah, boss, you wasn't shout because you had bets paid away to pot paid and all type of shit. That's what it was, boss.
No, you ain't telling the whole story.
Boss.
I'm just telling the whole story. We was locked in for 520, 500 or better. Give you the 1-1. It still would have been the same thing. Locked 5 in on 2,000 or better.
You bet paid away to pot pay was paid. You lost that, and you was just all fucked up, boss.
I don't know what you're saying, but you called off the race. Now, what about the Mohawk? What do you call that thing? The motor?
What about the Mohawk? You gonna be available then? Yeah.
What you want to lock in head up 8 miles?
Nope, I can't beat your head up.
How you know that, Zay? We ain't racing together.
I know.
And you ain't seen my ticket. I ain't seen your ticket. So how you know that?
You look too fast, boss. I don't want none of that.
You can't even look at cars. So it's all worse. You can't hear you.
Somebody got a lot of background.
Roll your window up, boss.
Hey, what's that?
That ain't none of me. I'm laying in bed. That ain't me.
Somebody, that ain't me. Put your phone on mute.
I would lock you running your head up Motor City Moham, and I'll come off the trail.
I can't run your head up, boss. I decline.
How you do that, Zay?
I decline.
But I'm saying, how you know you can't beat me head up?
Because I've been watching racing a long time, and my eyes pretty good. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, everybody on this phone been watching race a long time, too. I bet can't nobody make a pass and tell a man what time he went on this phone. I bet you can't do it.
Hey, boss, I can't go from the 1-1 to head up. Mm-mm.
you saying that you had me fucked up on 1-1, so that's basically head up again.
You said you had me fucked up with giving me the 1-1. We supposed to say that. What that mean, boss?
Say what now?
You got to talking all them numbers and all that. Yeah, about when I get to the 330.
I think I did.
Come on,
look
boss.
At me.
Don't do that, man.
Me
don't do that
I
now,
think
boss.
I did have enough to eat the 1-1. But
I'll just pay my money.
So if you told me that, why I'm going to come back and run your head up?
No,
if you told me
you came to my home, you came to my home territory. Now I come to your home territory, got to be head up.
Nah, you better.
Hey, boss.
You told me you agreed to that man Thursday on the show.
That's all fun.
That's all fun and good. That's all I do. But I'm just saying.
The only thing
I was not gonna run him for the 25 to the 2000. That's all. I still want to do that. I thought we'd lock in over 2000.
He's
taking bullshit.
You told Zay, man, he need to go back over his program and he on the bullshit.
No, Zay running way better. Zay running way better than he was.
Yeah,
because
you told him to go see Mo. You said your Mo was.
Yeah.
Mo.
Yeah. But the problem is, I still will run him though. I mean, you lose some, you win some. See, I still run him.
So you want to go from the 1-1 to head up? Big Jesse gonna be there.
I can't run your head up, goddamn.
Jesse, what I do? I'm gonna run Jesse's head up again.
He gonna go to 1-1 head up.
It wasn't the car that was playing in the street last week.
They said you was playing in the street yesterday. They said, motherfucker, get out of the way.
Jesse running good, too, you know. I'm still going to run again.
Hey, boss, you went up there and did the debacle, boss. I ain't doing no debacle. I made a full pass.
That was no debacle. Off the trailer. I ain't know, just was that damn fast. I could have regrouped, but I ain't know that damn fast. I got an A to B pass on the car.
You know that he was that stout?
I ain't know that stout. Yeah, I had an A to B pass on the car, you know.
He blew your ass.
Hey, you should have knew when we came to the house. Go ahead, Bub. We
got confidence that we'll beat him again.
He
get his ass back up.
It's
come on the donate,
man.
Boss.
Bony
on. What?
And I got confidence. Boss is G. He got up there. You know what I'm saying? He ain't play no games. Besides leaving me in the car for 30 minutes away. But he got up there.
And what's all come down here and do, you know, ice? And then y'all be talking.
Aunt
Bony, we can't wait down south and get in the ice. I'll try to back tire. If I get them same two races locked in on two cars I had locked in last week, I'm here. Hey, dog, boss,
we're going to lock you in for beat the heat.
Hey, Cuddy, he's trying to get Nick Faber and the Democrat locked in same two races. Then he's trying to race Batman.
Beat the heat. We can beat Jesse James.
Boss got Nick Neighbor when he come here, and Boss said
if he come up, he want to run Nick Neighbor back. He want to lock him back in. He want the same two races he had locked in.
The Corvette and the Democrat.
Yeah. Brian Cook and Nick Neighbor.
Right.
He said if he got some room, he'll run back there.
I want to do a spar match with you, see where I'm at, boss. I want to spar with you a little bit, see where I'm at.
Man, ain't trying to run. I know damn well if you got a car, you coming fast, man. Don't do that, man. Think I'm just boning you.
Man,
yesterday.
Lord.
You crazy.
This
is
Junior.
I don't care if it's a senior. I'd rather run them two cars locked in for Ohio.
Fuck, I don't care if it's a senior.
I don't care if it's a junior. This is with me.
Boss, let's fire a little bit, man. I want to see where
also,
I line up
to my
up, own. Where I'm at
today. Also, six of my own Kevin's a senior.
America was a senior.
Hey, hey, boss,
look,
I,
I got one just James, man.
I want to see where I land at, boss. I
want to
see
where I land. How bad Jesse beat you, boss?
What, he took off the line? Or, yeah, I stuck to his dope.
You would like Jesse James in for Mayhem and the Vince.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Hey, boss, we got to double it up now, boss.
Say what now?
Don't keep Benny and me to death. Don't have to double it up now, boss.
I don't know what I'm doubling up. If I got one race, I can double up. If I got two races, I can't double it up, boss.
I can double up. I think that damn badass double up.
Yeah, that boy drove that car last night. Fuck me. Yeah, what he... Yeah, boy got his jacket. Yeah, he fucked me up, man. I couldn't get past that damn. I got to his goddamn front top. No, we live about together, but he sits the foot right. My shit's so goddamn big. Yeah,
hey, boss.
Why
ain't
want to come in there?
Boss, we gotta talk. We gotta talk to you, boss. You want me to send it to you, boss?
And what now?
You can put a bear between us, boss.
Hey, easy.
Come to the phone, Zay. Come close to the phone, Zay.
That was black.
Oh, that was black. What Black said?
Yeah. Said we got a clear view, boss. Maybe I need to send it to you, boss. For the bear
on the other end.
Bear,
you come up on the other end.
Oh, no. You bought a 330, boss.
Yeah, let me get that 330 blast.
Yeah.
Man, my fucking shit so dead out the hole like a damn fool. I ain't know you're that damn fair, dude. That shit I've had wide open.
Well, boss, you the one that said...
Hey,
you
boss, you
were
talking about that heavy
you
ass Monte Carlo.
Hey, boss, you the one that said you know what it takes to run with that heavy ass car. You said you'd have had one of them.
Yeah, well, I got down with that. That's a badass motor in that damn car. I know that's a bad one. I ain't never been a runner motherfucker down. I got a bad motherfucking that car. I ain't crazy. I ain't just started racing.
So you say next time going to be better, boss, huh? You're going to have
it's
going to
be definitely better. It's going to be a dog
fight.
I got Amboni on.
What happened, baby?
All right, there go Black.
I was riding with you, Amboni. They say you didn't get up there. God damn, Boney.
Shit, I couldn't go.
Hey, Kimo.
Yeah.
You got to do it for me. Tell Boney, what did Bub do when he hit that test pass and went by Boney and them? What'd he do? What Bub do, Kimo?
Oh, man. Good.
Man, he blow the horn at you, Boney.
Kimo, I like that, Kimo.
Hey, Boney, I was sitting with you, Boney, but you let me down. But,
yeah,
hey, Boney, I said it. I say Boney ain't there. I say Boney ain't there, so I don't know if Boney was able to make the call.
I was there.
Hey, Kimo, right? Kimo.
Yeah, I broke.
Kimo, man, they said, man, that goddamn Bub and Street King said when Bub made that pass, and man, they said they came around. They said Boney had the valve covers off, the carburetor, the hood up, the doors open. Man, I'm just telling you what they said.
They
were
like all that shit.
Them
niggas weren't trying to do nothing. Wasn't nobody at the trailer.
Hey, Kimo. Hey, Kimo. I had our boat. That guy,
I can't
see
y'all. I'm
coming
to
y'all.
I would
not really get on here and talk bad about Bonnie. You know, shit happens.
Hey, Steve-O.
Yeah.
The owner said he couldn't win.
Which one was it, man?
They got their black car jacked up. People, street keys said they had the car sideways jacked up. Goddamn black said they had the starter hanging. They was trying. They said they don't know what's wrong.
Well, if the owner said that he couldn't win,
when the trailer, they had the back tires, and they were trying to lock in until the owner said, "That's my car." I said, "No."
Yeah, I think.
Hey,
any truth to that, Boney? Is any truth to that, Boney? God damn.
Timo, I wasn't lying.
It's all lies. So, Boney. Hey, Boney, you need to tell me. Go ahead, man.
You had them folks come all the way down there, man, and didn't go. Good God almighty.
Bonnie, you fucked my trip up, man. I came down there specifically for you.
Hey, hold on, y'all. Hey, Bonnie.
Hey, Bonnie, tap in.
Hey, boss still on this motherfucker hanging in there. Boss still on here.
Hey,
Chemo
the
flat
road,
yeah.
Kino, goddammit. Chemo the ran him over.
Damn.
No, man,
I
know y'all got
Antonio. Hold on,
let me see if Boney hung up. Let me see. I ain't heard Boney no more. He might have hung up.
Hey, Boney.
Hey, Boney, we got a car.
We got First Corinthians.
It ain't that stout, man. It's some stock
shit, man. Hey, Boney, he had to click over.
I'm still on.
Hold on, bub. Hey, when black street king and bub loaded up, pulled out the track. What did they do when they rolled by Boney? How that motherfucker black horn sound, Kimo?
Hold on. Man, they flowed that motherfucker out.
You know, black was on 26s too now.
I know, but how they blow at Boney, Kimo, when they was leaving the track?
Oh man, they blow that Boney, man.
Hey. I like it a lot.
But I'm going to tell y'all like this. Y'all know Boney being quiet, but Boney don't come back at y'all. He going to try again. Now.
Man, tell him bring his ass on. We want blood. Come on.
I hope Boney come up now. I don't know where Boney at, but I hope he come up.
What up, though?
Hey, congratulations, bro. Got the monkey off your back.
Oh,
you cut that bitch loose. You did your thing, bro. Congratulations, bro.
I appreciate it, man. That's what I live for, man. Hey, bro.
I called Kimo earlier today. I said, Kimo, we got to dedicate the show to Pub. Kimo said,
nah, he need a few more wins.
Kimo was actually right. Kimo, you was... Hey,
Bob, I ain't deny that. I ain't dispute that at all. So keep doing your thing, baby.
Yeah. But Brandon get the award.
Brandon left there on that boy.
Hey, so Brandon, Cuddy, if you on there, you my bear of the week, man. You shut the whole track down.
Hold on, I'm gonna call Boney back again. Let me call Boney back.
Hey, Bub. Yeah.
Hey, Bub. Once I knew they gave you the equipment that you needed to run with, I knew you was gonna do your thing.
Turns
back my little brother. He's
ahead
of it.
He's
trying to go.
Take a phony right there. Take a phony right there.
Yeah, hit me now.
Hold on, Boney. Hey, I want to get in that $50,000 shootout, man.
Who it is?
It's Cutter.
Cutter, too late, Cutter. It's already gone.
Put me in
man,
that
give me
two,
an alternate spot or something, man.
Put me in that two. Put me on that two.
We got an alternate list already together, too.
Bonnie, can we
put all three of us in there, Bonnie.
Jesse James is the alternate because he was on the original list.
Okay, and whatever you put,
so
we want first round call out with your ass.
Hey, Bonnie,
hold on.
Who?
What
now?
I'll
say
put me on the back line.
Whatever call you put in there, we want first round call out.
Put first round call on that too, Bonnie.
7-7-0-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7
I can go with Black Death.
Yeah.
Secure the race, bro. Secure the race.
Yeah.
Hold up. But I can go with Black Death, so don't act like y'all put me in a corner because I went and focused on my other car. Got that bitch ready, and I came to y'all and said, let's go.
You could bring Project Vegas.
Hold on. Why y'all wouldn't go with Georgia Power yesterday? Why would y'all go with Georgia Power yesterday? How about that? When we tried to get on y'all with Georgia Power yesterday, why y'all wouldn't go?
You said who?
They was drinking already. They was partying already, goddamn.
Aw, man, don't mind when he
got the drink. Bub got the drinking, man. I told him. Yeah,
we came out the camera and looked that bitch up.
But we told him we will be on the premises. What is your next race? The 20th, right?
For a dime, you can get it up there the next day, yeah.
What? Yeah, the next race is the 20th, right?
Yes.
Hey, Bobby, how about you bring out Black Death tomorrow for Mayhem and let us melt you up here?
What date is that?
What is the 25th and 26th,
Mayhem,
I believe?
Hold on. Mayhem is, 25th,
26th, 27th. Now, come on, Bonnie. We've been down there twice.
I can't.
We 1-1 on these punk outs. Let's go and get this shit over with, man. Get up there like a man.
Man,
ain't gonna
I don't
hurt
think we'll this shit alone.
And let's
come
lock
on, that.
And let's lock that whole motherfucker up, man. Let's lock the whole. If we go
hey,
lock
Bonnie,
that whole,
I promise
lock that whole motherfucker
tip-ins. Up. I promise to only stick to tip-ins.
You better break that bitch off, I can tell you that much.
If we lock up, we lock that whole motherfucker up. Yes, sir.
We gonna get
ain't no getting out.
Let me get her back together.
Yeah, if you
together.
Bring your ass up here for mayhem, you heard my man say it. Get your ass up here.
I ain't gonna promise him coming up here. My schedule won't allow him to come up here.
We done been down there twice, man. We want your motherfucking, I would say your neck, but we want your head.
Touche, but guess what? We got your money back, so it ain't no difference.
Yeah, man.
Ain't neither one of us hurt your
phone. First time I ever seen Boney sweating, goddamn. I seen that motherfucker sweating, goddamn, yesterday, boy.
Shit, you fucking ain't seen me at the train.
Hey, Boney, I still want to run black stuff with my, body.
Hey, we're looking for Aftermath. We're looking for
Aftermath.
Are
you getting your dead ass down here this weekend, then?
I'm gonna come down there with Black. We'll come to US 19 and fuck Aftermath up.
There you go. You want him there. You got him right there.
Get him on the phone. We'll come down there and fuck him up. He got the best of money, though. That's a long ride for us.
There you go. Wrong person.
What? US 19. Hey, Randy. My hometown. We'll go down there and fuck that boy up.
What's that US 19? What is that?
Now, that's South Georgia. That's all been... We'll leave there and go to Orlando and trick it off. Everything we win, we'll blow it. Somebody got a lot of noise, man. Blow it like a funny. Hey, man, who in the semi-truck, man, with all that goddamn noise? Go mute.
But I hope y'all guys made it back home safe and everything. Good win. Good win over the football's dog.
Hey, Boney.
Mm-hmm.
If you come up here, man, for mayhem, or we come down there, I want to see where I'm, I want to see where I line up at, and I want to try a couple of them cars you got, a couple of them.
Oh, okay, man.
Yeah, we got down there waiting. No, you can try. I ain't the only goddamn G-Bot down there waiting.
Mm-hmm.
I am gonna check down in October, cause, so I gotta prepare for the goddamn big show.
What big show?
Hey, Boney, what can I get Black Devil, Boney?
The what?
What can I get Black Death?
I got to get the bitch back together first, man.
Man, hey, the owner ain't say it was broke now. He just said he ain't have enough. He ain't say nothing
head
about it
race.
Being broke now.
6 miles, that's a head up race.
That's why I asked you who's the owner. Who you talk to?
That's middleweight. That's a head up race, man.
No, that's that was Zay talking. That was Zay talking.
I know what it was.
Who
he
talked to?
They was on Street King line. That was a dude with the afro. What's his name?
I don't know. You probably didn't get too worried about him. I
man,
told
it's
him
online.
Fucked up.
It's online. Hey, Boney, it's online.
Hey, I told him it was broke, we would try it, but it was probably if it come loose, it's going to tear some shit up. He's fast fuck. And I said, well, I ain't going.
I didn't go this way.
Damn.
They want to
what
take
car was
out.
That, Boney? Hey, Boney, what car was that, Boney? What car was that?
That's Black Death. That's Black Death.
Oh.
But y'all wanted. Y'all wanted George Powell, but y'all all of a sudden didn't want it no more. I'm just trying to figure it out, though. We would have still ran into y'all,
right?
So
right here.
What's that? What's that car? That's a white car?
Nah, that was that burgundy color.
Nah, that burgundy color.
What's the name of it again?
Georgia Powell.
I want to do something for Mike Hill Race.
Let me make sure Eric ain't going to be out of sight. Hold on. Hold that thought. Let me click over.
Hey, Black.
If it hang up, I'm going to text you, Zay, and tell him to get me back in. Let me try to get him.
Okay. Hey, James Black.
All right.
What James Black at? Say, where Black at? Man, go to his ass, man.
He don't know where he at half the time.
Man, go to his ass.
sit there.
You all over the place tonight. Do it, but you got to tune that bitch up.
Maybe time.
Yeah.
Black. James
Blackson went down there and won a race. He trying to get it again, huh?
Hey, Kimo, did you see how
Bub
cut that bitch
loose,
though?
No, I didn't. I really
didn't, man. That goddamn Street King put him in the bean. That's usually my job. She can't cut him in the bean. But cut that bitch. That goddamn Bub a cold motherfucker, man.
Yeah, that Bubba cold. He done cut his ass enough times. He understand.
That goddamn Bubba cold motherfucker.
Shit, much as he used to talk on the show, he got to cut some, goddammit. Shit.
No. He Brandon a cold motherfucker. That's a cold motherfucker there, Brandon.
Yeah, he got
that's that badass man.
Who did Brandon race? He left that motherfucker sitting there.
He cut Marcus
Uncle
Sam?
He left the government?
He left
the government?
Who was driving? Marcus Burke?
One of them bad motherfuckers, mm-hmm. Axe Man or something, they called his ass. He got his axe broke. I know that.
That was Marcus Burke.
Brandon
left him sitting there.
He was still at the tree when Brandon was going by me. He was still at the tree when Brandon was going by me.
Where you was at, man?
I was about at the 60-foot yard on my camera because I was over there with
like
Southside Racer.
I like that guy, man.
But for real, did Brandon leave him bad? Or I seen the rest.
Yeah, Brandon put a half a call on his ass out of there.
I got to send Kimo to goddamn Skyview. I need to send Kimo to Skyview.
He put a half a call on his ass. He was gone.
I know that goddamn Brandon Flames come on way before Marcus Burke Flames came on.
I got that goddamn Skyview, Kimo. I got that Skyview, Kimo.
Mm-hmm.
You did?
Yes, sir. Yes, I got the Skyview.
Goddamn Brandon tore up out of there. What Bobby say when Brandon tore up there? Good one, Brandon.
Hey, Kimo.
Yeah.
Kimo. Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Somebody calling somebody.
Good one, Brandon.
The person they called him already on the show.
That's that bad ass Brandon y'all called. He don't answer you, man. You should have told me to call him.
Goddamn Brando got up out of there on that motherfucker.
Oh, he at Milan. He at Milan he at the rim show. He's driving the rim car.
I wasn't calling him. Like how he tore up out of there on Marcus
Bird ass. Man, he cut up out of there on Marcus
Bird. Hey, did Jamie tell what you call him, he wanted to run back, or what did he tell me?
Oh, yeah. Oh, James Black?
No.
No, Jamie. Yeah, Jamie said he wanted to run him back.
Mario. Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah, he said, yeah. He said he wanted to run him back.
Hey, guess what they said, Kimo? They said they was testing the car. They changed a lot of stuff on the car.
Oh, boy, they was testing the car. Wait.
Yeah, that was what they said.
Tell the time.
Trigger Man said he was testing?
Sure.
Ain't no way, Trigger Man ain't said he was testing shit.
He said that on Dog Show. He said it on Dog Show,
did.
Man.
There's no way Jamie said he was doing any testing when he done been talking shit about this race all week. He ain't went on no
Hey, man, I can't even listen. I don't know why I'm listening. That man ain't.
That man said it. That man said they changed up the four wings and tuned across a whole bunch of money. He flew him in Tuesday to get because he couldn't wasn't gonna be there this weekend. Only reason he ended up being there because the race he was going to was canceled or something. But he flew it to him and caused a bunch of money to get him in and everything. And they looked at the four wings and they didn't like what it like and they got it all figured out now. That's what he said.
Fuck. Now Jamie couldn't have said that shit. Just he got his ass whooped. Fuck all that. Man, you been whooping everybody. Wasn't shit wrong with the four link. Now all of a sudden something wrong with the four link. Nah, I can't go for that. I can't go for that.
Now, what he said? He said the girl Tika Lika was asking a question.
Huh.
So go get Tika Lika on the call.
Jamie just got an excuse, man. That's bullshit. You been whooping ass talking shit. Now the four link went out of whack. I can't go for that. Hold on.
Get that Tika Lika girl on there.
731-2326.
731-2326. What he was saying is he had his tune-up already, but he was trying some more stuff. But for the race, he put everything back. He just had his tuner there working on stuff and trying to learn some more stuff about the car, basically what he was saying. He wasn't making excuses because he lost the race. He was said, hey, my tuner was there, so we were trying some new things, see if we go faster or find something different. Because we already been down this track 100 times. So we could put everything back to run Mario, what he was saying.
Adjusting a four link. Fucking with a four link don't make no carburetor backfire.
Wait a minute. Carburetor backfire, not even
blow
the tires off.
Oh, it backfired right off the line.
Oh, shit. Not calling? Do you have an answer to that? Uh-oh. Maybe they had too much time and it adjusted something. I mean, I don't know nothing about
nitrous.
I don't know what
nitrous I don't know either, but I know I don't give a fuck. Fucking with a four link don't make no carburetor backfire. Nitrous backfire.
Well, kid, I mean maybe it grab ground and ain't having nothing, kid. Maybe it grab ground and ain't having nothing.
I don't know. I'm not no motherfucking expert. But I know that ain't got nothing to do with it.
So,
kid,
I didn't see the race. Did Mario shut that bitch off on
me?
No.
What's that? There was no intention of shutting no motherfucking car off. Not when you... Go ahead.
They said he got out the gas, though. I was hearing they said he had got out the gas and all this. I didn't see the race, but I'm hearing
all
that.
No. Ain't no motherfucking guy had no gas now. Ain't no motherfucking guy had no gas now. Not
I
when you know your opponent over there.
No,
ain't no motherfucker got out no gas.
Okay. So somebody been lying. I just be hearing a lot of lies, man. You know,
they stop that lie.
Hold our line, Kimo.
I ain't never seen a motherfucker go into a race, goddamn it, and do a race and he wants to get out the gas. No. It don't go like that.
He definitely got out the gas. He was about to hit the wall, so he got out the gas. He did not make a full pass.
So he did get out the gas. Mario.
He was going towards the wall, and he got out the gas. He did not make a full hit.
Oh.
So they didn't
Anybody seen Race Car Vaughn?
No, I ain't seen no Race Car Vaughn. He wasn't down at the races?
No, I was just trying to see if he was on the show.
No, he not on Slop. He ain't on. Hey, Slop, now you were, I think I heard it from a few of the guys that be on the show with you that Mario did get out the gas. They just confirmed that, say he was going towards the wall, and Mario shut it off a little bit. He had to get out of it.
I ain't even paid that much attention to it. After I saw what Jamie did, I just figured no matter what, if he went down, he was going to win. So shit. I ain't paid that much attention to it.
I would have to go look at that video again.
And how they was looking at, because they thought he hit the wall, and if he would have hit the wall, he lost.
You was down there, Zay, so you should know. But like I said,
they thought he scraped the wall. If he would have scraped the wall, he would have lost.
And if y'all didn't know it, that motherfucking Zaybo is sharp. He a lie now. If it's in his favor for the gamble, he a lie. But if he telling you something, he sharp.
So they got them Mario. He can go. That's something else, man. That man can go sit down a year or two and come right back out and be on top of. God damn, that's a bad motherfucker.
Hey, they call it the Tony Wright syndrome. You go out, and you sit down, and you come back, and you win one race, and you're on top of the world again.
I know Dog, the Trigger Man fan. Did he give Mario his props when he flowed that man ass out?
Trigger Man? Yeah, oh. Trigger Man ain't no bad. Oh.
No, ain't no bad. You know what I'm Trigger Man? But Chemo, huh? you got to realize, Mario might have set out 2 or 3 years, but he came back with the same shit that y'all got, so what's not going to make him competitive?
Yeah, I'm just saying he's a bad man. He can go sit down and still be on top to come back one time and still and whoop one of the top grudge racers.
Right. That don't put him on top. That don't put him on top, but he did whoop one of the baddest contenders out there.
Now, I just couldn't tell let the tuner do anything to the car. If I've been talking shit about how TMR just beat the shit out of the last time they raced, TMR beat BMF. I would have been on top of my game. I mean, but I ain't. And I heard him talking a lot of shit Tuesday night to get up here and do this. They ain't making him look too good.
Hey, Chemo. Shit happens. Y'all got to think. The man been having fast shit, so it ain't too hard to go back and make your shit faster, man. You got to go back to the same people. Until you want to go faster.
I just said that.
What
y'all talking about? Mario?
My bad.
Yeah.
Well, you got to think this. And maybe I might be stepping on some toes, but when Mario had the Corvette at the end of his term with the Corvette or whatever, he posted how fucking fast he had been. It might have been a lie, but he showed a ticket on it. And you got to know if the Corvette was as fast as the ticket said, then goddamn, you got to know where this car going to be. And like you say, it comes down to a thing of finance. I ain't never had a 484 car in my life. But if I had a whole lot of money, I can go out there and buy the shit to go like they going. I can hire the people they hire, and the people know what to do, and I can go just as fast as they can. But it's a finance thing.
Bro,
let me ask y'all this. I didn't see the race. Did Jamie move with the guy or did the guy move on Jamie?
All I saw was an explosion. I wasn't even dialed in on the part of who moved first.
Oh, okay.
A backfire. You know, Jamie hit
they moved together.
So.
They moved together.
Jamie moved first.
They moved together.
Jamie got paid on the post that he moved first. He got paid. I read that in the post.
If anybody listened to the interview, Jamie said he had his tuner going, and he said at the end they found something that had been wrong with the car. And they fixed it. They don't know if fixing it caused it to backfire or not. So, it is what it is.
Man, God damn, man. Motherfucker got to know that goddamn TV up.
There's noise in the background, man. Come on, man.
Hold on, man.
Flop, I heard that, Flop. I heard the interview, Flop.
Yeah.
If you want to know my thing, let me tell you what I say happened.
Thank you, Mo.
Seeing that goddamn pass that Bellucci did, and he
what
had
happened,
to go put some more.
What happened? He got fucked up.
That what he did do. But I would been with the white car anyway.
One
when they
one
first
thing
said.
About money.
One of y'all
one thing
some
about
money,
money
too,
because
I bet it one of y'all.
Money don't change.
How far?
He got fucked up.
That's right, Kimo. You just said that right, money don't change. But Kimo, how hard is it to come back on top when you got money and knowledge?
Let me tell this one thing out there about Mario. Let me throw this one last thing in about Mario, y'all. When he showed that ticket, he was that number with a small block car. Now he got just as good a car with a big block in it. So you think he's not capable of going what the people today are going? Come on, man.
You know,
he's not, man. Hold on, man. If you ain't talking, Carolina kids driving for him, boy. He came in one of the best drivers, the best combination that he could come up with.
So,
He got a paper to spend, and he got knowledge. Those two are
a
powerful combination. It's just that simple, man.
Hey,
it's
brother,
just,
D, brother,
yeah, yeah.
Brother D, I'm gonna say this. Don't nobody question Randy when he surfaces with a new car, because they know he's gonna have top notch.
Uh-huh.
He's gonna have everything everybody has. Best tuner, best driver.
Who got the
Mario,
man?
Mario.
Who's not on mute?
As I know, longer than Randy. Like I'm just saying, that's based on the age difference. I say again, the man got knowledge.
There's no reason for him not to acquire, to continue to acquire knowledge, and he got some paper to spend. That's a recipe for what? Success. I don't know how they figured. They shocked that he came back. But I'm going to say this here to you guys, and then I'm going to get out the way. I know it's going to be an argument, but it makes so much sense. I'm just like that. I heard Mario and I heard Herb say five or six different times at the end of Dog Show that they knocked out the top contender. That's just what they did. They beat the top contender. They didn't beat the champion. Top contender don't have the belt. They want to downplay the belt now. When the belt is what it is, it is what it is. You don't want to put downplay it because it's not, you know, who they want to have. I don't know.
Go ahead and be. David, one thing that I found out, they ain't have one woman, had to have three.
Hey, bro, fly. I'm going to tell you something. Then they think, when I say they stupid, or doing stupid stuff, they think I'm wrong when I say something like that. So you try to have a serious conversation.
Okay. One thing that I found out, they ain't have one woman, had to have three. One woman, just one woman,
If you ain't talking, man, they think I'll be wrong when I say something about it, you know. I've never understood that grown men think so much childish stuff in front of them. I just don't.
Yeah.
Overgrown men.
Mario come right back and he picked up right where he left off at. So I like that.
But it's expected of him, Kimo. It really is. It maybe it shouldn't be, but it's expected of him. Because he's not, I mean, the man not too short in the paper, he can't spend some. And there's no reason not to continue to acquire knowledge. It's as simple as listening and reading. That gets you knowledge.
Yeah.
You don't have to be raising to know what's going on. You really don't. As dumb as you are, I hear some of the things that you said make sense. And you ain't raising 200 years. I mean, it's simple. I crack jokes, but I'm serious, though, man. Simple mathematics. Money and knowledge makes power.
So yeah. In reality, Kimo, he's not doing nothing spectacular. He's doing what's expected of him. And I believe he'll be the first one to tell you that. Because he truly not.
Kimo. Kimo.
Yeah, come on with it. Come on with it. Come on
I
with
got,
it. I'm here.
I've got the ultimate question for you. Now, you've been out
okay.
2, 3, 4, 5 years or whatever and haven't
uh-huh.
been racing, right? Now, are you intending to come back and be slower than you was when you left or trying to be faster than when you left?
I'm going to be faster. I'm going to be faster.
Oh, okay, then. That's all I want to know. That's all I want to know. I don't know a motherfucker that's been out of drag racing is not trying to be faster than when he left and was slower. Mm-mm.
Yeah, you're right. But,
hey, kids, some people do that because they go down the class. Or the maintenance might be too high up there and they step down the class. So some people do that, you know.
It's not their intentions, Abel. I'm telling you, it's not their intentions.
Yes, it is. Because Mario came down from that Corvette. He had an all-steel, all-glass G-body. You know that wasn't as fast as the Corvette.
Hmm.
Some people just do different shit sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
I could be wrong, but I think in that case, I think what Mario doing now is racing what they're racing. You know, right now, four, 40, all steel, all glass. That's what everybody keeps screaming, even though it's not true. So I think he's racing what they're racing.
But yeah, like I said, some people do step down. They do go slower though. Like that's just like everybody don't come back and go faster.
Randy had a 5.3. He said that.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Everybody don't automatically want to go fast. Everybody was racing 3.15s and had 9.59. They don't got none of that shit no more.
Well, do slower mean less expensive all the time?
Not really.
Oh, okay.
It depends. It depends on what you're racing in.
Yeah, because, I mean, I feel you on that. Hey, if I step down from buying 903s and 959s, but then if I start buying mid five and low 600 cubic inch all really small blocks, and yeah, they probably not going to go as fast.
That's the same price.
Now, yeah.
Yeah.
Now I do want to ask this question. People count a burnout as one pass. Because we were asking this, we're having a discussion, like, do people count a burnout as a pass? As a pass. You know, I know one guy told me that he counts a burnout as a pass. You know, if he don't make a pass, he counts that as a pass if he don't make the pass. Now, I'd like to hear what y'all got to say about that. Zabo, do you count a burnout as a pass on your motor?
There's no way possible a burnout could be like a pass. For one, you're not using nitrous in a burnout. For two, the RPMs are not as high in a burnout as they are in the pass. So that don't make no type of sense to me. You know what I'm saying?
Hold on, Zabo. I'm trying to understand what the fuck is he saying.
It's not even
Kimo, what
it's not
saying?
Even it's
what
not even hold on. It's not even a load on the motor in the burnout. Like
hey,
how
Zabo,
it is in the past.
Zabo.
Yeah.
Right, motherfucker.
Yeah.
You've been living in my head for the last day and a half because you said exactly what that fly motherfucker said and they tore his ass up. But to whoever the gentleman is asking what they're saying, what he's asking is, maintenance-wise, do you count? Okay, just say take a set of aluminum rods, and I'm going to just give a hypothetical number. They say aluminum rods good for, say, 100 passes. And do they count? If you go up there and do a burnout and say, whoa, we forgot something, shut it off, do you count that burnout as one of those 100 passes on that set of rods
no.
or on your motor?
No.
That's what he's asking.
No.
I mean, you can say a burnout is wear and tear on the motor. Even I have met people who have started their cars in the pit.
It's not the same as a pass, though.
Just starting it up.
It's nowhere near the same as a pass, though.
No,
hey, now this is a simple explanation. When you're in the past, you foot to the wood, everything is all out. A burnout, you ain't foot to the wood. You ain't, you know what I'm saying? You barely, you know, halfway
right
down on the
whether it's,
so,
whether
you
it's nitrous, if you have boost, you're not gonna be using the same amount of boost as you use down track or what have
right
you. If you naturally aspirated, you're not going up there and do a 10,000 RPM burnout, but you may
exactly
be shifting that 10,000. That's like, say, a pro stock or something. You know, everything has control limiters. That's why you got the two steps and your controllers and everything, burnout, rev limits,
right,
and everything. And they said lower than
exactly
the maximum RPMs and the shift point.
Exactly.
Yeah, but
so, yeah,
the same
I,
token,
I
though,
don't
just,
agree
say,
with
just say you got a, say you got a glide, right? And you do a burnout first and second. Now, you grab second in, excuse me, in that burnout. And you're putting heat in that motor, so you don't think that's almost like a pass?
You're not at maximum load like you out with a pass, chemo.
Hey, say, and let me give you another example of what
hit the stuff up
was explained to me. What was explained to me?
A burnout is freewheeling. A pass is max effort.
Yeah. Yeah, but you are putting pressure and heat in that motor, so I mean it's all it's simulated to
hey,
like
hey,
a pass.
Let me throw this other theory that was thrown at me. Okay, when they say a pass, they not talking theoretically like you and me saying you going down the track edge. I'm going to just estimate 90% or above efficiency. You know, foot to the flow, shifting at your maximum RPM with your oxide on. They're saying,
right,
if I burn it out, maybe it's the equivalent of making a pass at 30%. And I'm still saying, I don't agree with it because of the reasons you said that I said, you know, not at maximum effort, you know, the load's not the same and whatnot, but it's almost like they're saying, do you still count it as a pass, or is this at 30% efficiency or 98% efficiency? And I don't.
Hey, look, Flop, I'm going to go a little bit deeper than that. When a car is doing a burnout, it's not even making that much horsepower because the car is free spinning. When that car sticks to the ground and it locks,
right,
that's when it starts making power. You know what I'm saying?
Like
an engine, I know. When they get them engine RPMs up, and when that engine brake catch the motor and pull the motor down, that's when it starts making power.
Zay, I'm telling you, you had to be on and you had to be ear hustling in my head. Everything that I said, that's what I was saying.
Hey.
The load is not the same.
Right.
It's not the same, but it's still a load on that motor. Hey, but Zabo, how many times have you seen a motherfucker break in the burnout box?
I done seen it happen, but
that motor don't know whether it's in the burnout box or is it going down track.
But it's easier to do it in a burnout box because it's freewheeling, chemo. It's not no load on the motor.
Tires to spin it freely. I'm telling you, it's a difference when you freewheel a car in the water than when you let that brake go in them slicks or them radials hook to that rubber and pull down. It's called the coefficient of drag, and that loads the motor. And that's hard on bearings, rods, and increased cylinder pressure with the oxide going into it at that load.
So when you pump that bitch, that nitrous in that motherfucker, that's free revving the motor.
When you
pump
it through the motor,
that's
free revving.
That ain't good, Kimo.
Yeah, but that's a load on there. You free revenues. You're more likely to spin a bearing when you're doing that, right?
Yeah. Hey, Chemo, that's a very short. That's a very. You're talking about a press of a button for a split second. Not, you know what I'm saying? It's not over a long period of time. People do that just to make sure that their nitrous is responding and everything is working right. It's not good to do, though. They don't recommend that you do that.
Right, but here's the thing. When you loading that same motor with, I'm going to just estimate, with a 2,800-pound car, and you got two drag radius or two slicks that's stuck to a good surface, and you pulling it down and you zapping that same load in it, man, the load on the bearings and the stuff inside the motor, the pressure, is way more tremendous than just popping it down.
Let me ask you this, though, Slop. Is that car not still 2,800 pounds when it's in the turnout box? Do you not have 2,800 pounds?
It don't take no effort to spin the tires over. They done been through water and everything. That don't take no effort, Chemo.
I understand what y'all saying. You still got that weight sitting on that tire as you spin it.
It's not real weight, Chemo, because it's went through water. So it make it slip.
Hey,
so it's easy to do the burnout.
Hey, bro, Chemo.
Yes, sir.
I'd like to say just this. All that stuff you guys are saying is correct and true, but the hardest part and the hardest thing on the rod, if you got an aluminum rod, is when you come through the trap and you come through there and you let off the gas, you put so much pressure on them rods at that point right there before you even pull the parachute or you cut it off. That's the hardest part on the rod. You can stretch them right there. That's why they tell you.
And I'm just saying, Tim House, I ain't only limited in this to just an aluminum rod, but in the case of an aluminum rod, you dead right. That's why they tell you don't pedal a car on the nitrous with an aluminum rod, because when you let off of it and go back to it, that in and out load is just like letting off the gas on the big end. It's like a whole reversion there in the cylinder. Man, that shit is impact. And it's no way equivalent to what you're getting in a burnout.
Where's Ant Boney at? I'm seeing he build motors in tune. Where is he at? Ant Boney. I see he's still on the farm. I'm trying to ask him, do he consider that a pass out of the burnout box?
If he was still on. Well, what the thing is, that's just a personal choice to decide if that. It's hard on the rod, but like they said, you free revving it. The tires are spinning, it's rolling when you come out the water. And then when it grabs, your hardest part is leaving the line. Nitrous on, everything you got, and the tires are gripping. It puts a lot of pressure on the rod, on the bearings then. But the hardest part on the rod is when you back out of it on the big end. When you coming down through there and you got all that stuff on and you let off the gas and then hit the kill switch and had the parachute out, that's the hardest part on the rod, because you will stretch them and have no problem with it.
Let me ask this to anybody that may not know. The hardest working boat or the most work boat in an engine is the rod boat.
Right. That's what you better have.
Every time that engine cycles, you yanking and pushing and yanking and pushing. Every time that engine turn over, the crankshaft turn over.
Well, we agree.
Well, Chemo, you ain't got no rebuttal.
I'm just listening. I'm listening to Zabo. What you mean?
Chemo, you're basically doing is you turn the rod
to go two directions at the same time.
But all along, we're getting away from the pressure.
As far as the burnout, Chemo,
Zay and Brother Flop has answered best it could be. There's no pressure on the engine, even though it's pressure. It's no pressure on it because the tires are freewheeling because they're wet. They don't feel any pressure until they stop and hit that dry pavement. And that's when you get the, it's like a flip, like someone hit
yeah,
you in the back of your neck.
Yeah, but hold on, Brother D. Don't you think it's putting, okay, that thing is pushing heat through that cylinder, right? Is it not pushing heat through that cylinder to make that motor to zing up in the R's, right?
Yes, like it answered it also. You're not going nowhere near as high in the R's. You would have taken the R's high enough to turn the tire over. You're just not doing as much. The engine's not asked to do as much.
But you're still putting pressure in that motor. I mean, pressure in the motor, getting it up to...
Timo, every time you fire it up, I mean, what you're saying is correct now. Every time you fire the engine up, you put pressure in it, but you're not asking it to do as much because the odds are so low on it. You're just not taking
it
high.
I'm going to give you a case in point. Timo, let me tell you this. You drive diesel trucks. When you crank that diesel up in the morning, you putting pressure on that motor. You putting heat in that cylinder. But do you think it's anywhere the equivalent of when you got that trailer on there with eight or nine of them cars on there and you let that clutch out on it? Do you think it's still the same load when you fired it up in the morning when you letting that clutch out on it?
Hold on. The worst part of the diesel motor is when you start it up because it's a dry startup. That's one of the worst parts, to keep starting the diesel motor up because the oil is not moving.
Well,
Is it on the rods or is it on the bearing? Right. I think that the worst, I don't know, but I would think the worst part of a diesel would be putting it on the jake because you trying to use the motor to slow everything down. And so that's what I would think would be the hardest on the rod.
The worst part is when cold starts are dealing
with bearings. I don't think it's got anything to do with it because there ain't no pressure on the rod, you know. But the bearings taking
that's
the
one of the worst parts of starting up that. That's one of the
that's
worst
what
parts
I'm saying
of
with
starting.
You. I'm agreeing. Listen to what we're saying because you're asking the same question two and three times. We are answering you. I think that what you're saying there is cold start, dry start, that's on the bearing. When you start jaking it,
yeah, but
and
that's,
you come down
most
on the big
time,
end.
That's most of
you,
the time. Most of the time when a big truck go out, that's what go out, the bearings. They don't split the blocks
that's
on them bearings.
Now listen to what we just said. Me and you just agreed, and you said the same thing. So we're good. I'm going to let you have it. You good. It was the bearing. So if you got a cold start and it's a dry start, I would think it'd be more harder on the bearing. And when you jaking it, it's backing that motor down, trying to slow the truck down with using the engine and not necessarily the brakes and all that. But when you coming down on that thing at 7,800, almost 8,000 RPM, nitrous on, and then you let off the gas, what you think happened to them rods? Like Brother D say, they're trying to go in two different directions, trying to squeeze it, trying to slow it down. We're not seeing what part is it hard on
the motor. We just asking, do you consider that as a pass? See, we're getting away from the question.
And I answered you. I said, it's up to the individual. And like Zay said, it's free revving. And everybody said, we don't think it is hard as on the motor. You only up to, we'll just say, a real hard burnout. You at 4,000 or something like that on the motor trying to do a burnout, you got a rev limit. It ain't going no higher. But when you coming through that 8,000 on all that go-go juice on, it's rough then, boy. So
well,
I don't
I'm
going
to tell you like this,
Tim.
I'm going to tell you like this.
I
to me, a burnout
a
is – hey, Tim, a burnout is really is kind of bad because when you come out that water and you let that motherfucking trend – you let the tires grab – and it don't be, you ain't going down track, but as soon as it grabs,
it don't fuck the rods up.
No, it's not. It's going to spin the stator in the motherfucking transmission, man. That motherfucker, and I know, I done paid for too many days.
Hey, Timo,
I'm going
to tell you what you do. You're right. When them tires chirp, the first thing you do is hit the converter, and you fuck around and break the stator or break whatever the thing is, the sprag in the transistor. You got one. That's why they want the spragless.
And you put the aluminum rod.
Hold on. Once it hit the converter or the trans, then it's going to nail the fucking motor. Because they all there together. It's going to nail the motor,
that's
too.
That's what I'm trying to say. Do you count that as a pad? That's
all. So both y'all correct.
But meanwhile, if you do a burnout and them tires turp and you got aluminum rod, you tempt the brake.
Bro, Tim just gave you the best answer that could ever be given, okay, even though they don't count it. It's personal preference. Well, you don't count it, 100 may not. Well, 100 count it, you may not. But at the end of the day, don't count it, but it comes down to how you feel towards what you're doing in your program. But we need to remember one thing, Kimo. Race engines, to be truthful with you, they're designed to blow up because everything has been changed. That's what they're designed for. And everything affects something else.
Listen.
No matter what.
Anytime you start a race motor up, it's wear and tear. I don't care how you look at it. Count it as what you want to
do. Up, it's eligible to blow
anytime you crank up your everyday car, it's wear and tear. What's the difference?
That's why you spin the motor.
Tolerances.
You spin the motor over, get your oil pressure up, then you start to put that pressure on it.
Listen, that's the main reason they don't want you starting a race car up in the cold. You'll mess the valves up.
Well, you'll mess up the bearings if you mess around dry. So you spin the motor, get the oil pressure up, then you start the thing up so that way you don't have all that pressure on the bearings. That's all. You don't want to scuff one. You ain't going to tear it up, but you got something go wrong and you might scuff one.
Get your hard hitting brakes, you don't have them problems.
That's right, D.
Get your hard hitting what?
You had them problems. You had them problems. What? Lord, keep on trouble coming your way, boy.
My.
Knocking on your door when you were doing it. Good God, man. Very boys is waiting for your
birthday. What you're trying to say is, Kimo ain't got to worry about that because turbo don't make no power until the boost come on. So he ain't got to worry about
it.
Stock motor when it starts up.
Yes, and they don't believe that, bro. Yeah, that's so, so true. But it comes down to preference, though, keep on the real. Some people are counted, some won't. But for the most part, they don't count as a pass. Good question, though.
Hey, Kimo, and then, too, I'm going to say this. It probably matters more when you get into the much bigger strokes and stuff like the 959s. Because, see, a 959 going to have way more wear and tear than my 355. You know what I'm saying?
Watch this, Flop. And it all depends on what your engine builder asks you to do. If he asks you to count it, then you count it. Your tuner asks you to count it, you count it. If you
bro. Tell me, he said, they don't really count them. They don't count them.
And your rod to stroke ratio and all of that, rod to stroke ratio has a big impact on
it. Make a big impact, yeah, it is. Kimo, just get you a hard hit, real. You won't have these problems, man. I'll tell you what to do.
Only thing a Buick ever made run was a Grand National. You had to have a turbo on there.
Right. Yeah, turbos run good. Keep on get your high heat.
Since we got jokes in there, why don't we do this? I believe all racers set up like we do, they should get in a Richter scale. So when I fire that doggone big red song gun up, boy, it'd be thumping the ground,
bro,
shaking. Yes, sir.
Shaking the ground. I feel a Detroit shake over here.
Well, you don't want that trouble. That nigga's a Kimo. That's more trouble coming your way, boy. I'm telling you. Better get him so I don't hear it.
We just get Kimo so high.
God,
hey, you know how many people been dropping on my board since you two guys, since you two back guys been going on the board that damn near went to halfway?
You know why, Kimo? My phone was jumping off the hook and where can they get one at? If I can't get one at, I'm like, oh, man. Good God almighty.
Man, I've lost so many callers.
I just told you why, though, Kimo. You lost the call,
hey,
and we gained calls.
Let me ask you something. Have you seen any Buicks in the grudge world? Have you seen any Buicks besides Grand Nationals in the grudge world?
Yes.
You have.
Yes,
oh, yeah, Didi. What's his name? Didi, what's your boy's name over there?
You didn't ask me to name him. You just asked me had I seen him.
Okay.
See, this is what you do, Kimo. You ask a question. It's not an
answer
when you
want,
so you start
You're going to reinvent the wheel. The wheel is round. You're going to reinvent it with this Buick.
I have been known to try to reinvent things. I have been known to do that a time or two, Kimo.
How's it worked out for you? As long as you don't be talking about redoing the oil system, D, because we found out you're telling me. I've been known to do that a few times right here. I just try to tell this big deal, man, the wheel is round, man. That's all I say. Okay, so what that's supposed to mean to me?
I might be trying to make it rounder. Okay, well, you got beer bus waiting for your head, and you don't even know it.
I'm waiting. Hey, Tim Howell, I need to ask a question. Did y'all figure out what y'all going to do with Lombard's car yet?
Well, they got to figure it out. They can't just
figure that out.
Waiting on a Richter scale to come in. We hoping that it'll come through Amazon or what else the other one? All them other delivery services, FedEx and all that.
You say you waiting on
tires. You can always tell how much horsepower you're making, how much torque you're making by the Richter scale. If it's 6.5 or 7, 8.9, then you know you got a serious earthquake coming, brother. And the ground be shaking.
Man, you know what, Tim? I'm going to let Junior get dead on your ass with that small.
Can't do it.
Dead
you
on your ass.
It. You can't do
yeah,
it.
Yeah, you know
you
why?
It,
I know why I can't. I know why.
I'm not ready.
Because you ain't going to go.
You ain't going to go. Why would I stop now? I'm talking about Lombard car. We want to run Lombard car. You've been hollering about Lombard car. I didn't. What you going to run it with? Mayhem? Yeah, we'll run Lombard car with Mayhem.
Fuck it.
So if you run Lombard car with Mayhem, you run me with Mayhem too. That's all.
And that, Tim, we done moved on from there. We going to run you with Cole.
Yeah,
Brothers.
I know you going to move on. I know you moving on.
They done whooped you twice with Mayhem. They going to go ahead and put the other car on you.
The rabbit got 4 feet, Kimo.
Are you sure about that?
Yeah, I've been knowing that now. I'm a hunter.
Rabbit only got 2 feet.
He got four. Got two front and two back. You was hollering about this Lombard character.
What
I was. I still am. Ain't nothing changed with me. I don't change too much.
We like to Hey, Tim House, you like to try mayhem?
I don't like time. I don't like that we stuff. I don't like that we stuff. Cause you love to talk about somebody.
Hold on,
wait a minute.
Hold on,
you
man,
always
want to
tell somebody about they in the we camp. And then here you the main one. Nobody want to hear that.
Mm-hmm. The president.
We didn't come on, we didn't come on here to tear up your show.
Hey,
we didn't come on here to
Tim
tear up your show, Kimo.
Tim,
we'll catch
you
some lies now.
Is Long by a car your car? Is Long by a car your car?
He the president, bro.
He the team
car,
but you heard what I said. I didn't say, listen, I answered your question, but you don't want to hear it. I said, no, it is not my car. You said Lombard's car, but we're on the team. I can suggest things to him. Tap Kimo behind. But, you know, I can do that.
Well, guess what? I got my ass tooted up in the air for Lombard. Come on with it.
Well, I try to let Brother D handle the spiritual part, because I know you were praying for rain to get out of all that stuff in that rain, boy. He was running around praying.
You know,
hey, Brother D, I'm going to let you handle
it.
The spiritual part of it, because I know that thing was praying for rain.
Yeah, I tell you what you were doing, Brother Hill.
Hey, Tim House. Tim House, they got mayhem coming up. Me, my car versus one by car.
What you going to give him?
Hey, bro,
you got to give him something.
What the fuck do you mean?
Big,
you was out here hollering. You just told me.
Bro, this is a bad man.
I tell you what he was doing, bro.
Yes, sir.
Dancing all around the teepee. And he called two drops of rain. He ran and called it off. Two drops. He's got in a hurry. Oh, it's raining. It's raining.
That man was running and giggling and laughing and hopping around and rolling all on the ground with his new Nikes on, but he was definitely dancing, hoping it was rain.
Friends, like all out yesterday.
Well.
Shut it down, Kimo.
Yeah, because it ain't about nothing.
You know it.
Boy, that Kimo, boy, I tell you, that man showing us Lucky D. That man got 9 rabbit feet in his hand because he showed Lucky D. Because he had his butt getting pulled out.
Man, bro, Tim, he know it.
I'm back. Hey, Tim. They got Made it Motor. Mm-hmm. What they call that? Motor City Madness or something. If Lombard's car ready, I mean, you can play a little bit.
Kimo, you have
to all I gotta do is get a lock.
Oh
no!
Here we go.
We just
Tim
got.
All you
just
can do is, wait a minute. Let me ask you a question, brother. Let me ask you. I gotta ask you the dumbest question on the phone. Was Kimo?
It must be about Kimo.
Was Kimo locked in with Wesley Snipes?
He would go humma 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 humma
humma humma humma humma humma humma humma
humma humma humma humma
humma
humma humma
humma humma humma
humma humma humma humma humma humma humma humma
humma humma humma humma humma humma
humma humma
humma humma humma humma humma
humma humma humma humma humma humma humma humma humma humma humma humma humma
humma humma humma humma humma humma humma. You was talking all that shit about how if you roll in that track.
You've been doing it for 10 years, and everybody gave you a pass.
So
let me roll in the Milan and get on my ass. Everybody on the
right
show
knows
that ain't nobody seen nothing. We don't even know. We waiting to see. You're locked in, and I can call them fake
hey,
locked
Tim,
in.
The other day,
you the one waiting on the rain.
Tim,
not a rain
the
in here. You
day,
still ain't showed
Tim,
up.
Tim, you was talking
wait,
shit the other day.
Did you see, did you see Wesley Snipes and James Black and Bugs load up and make the trip? Wait a minute. You're not listening.
Do
boy,
you
want
to do
did you see? Did you see them gentlemen get in their
man,
car and go down south and do some baptizing?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. House. That's a big house.
Hey, my question is to Tim Howe. Motor City Madness coming. Do you want to? You said if you was at 41, you seen me at 41. You was gonna roll in with that RV and get on my ass. I'll come to Motor City Madness. Do you want to get on my ass?
Mayhem, Chemo?
I'll talk to this man about it when I see a car. The man ain't show no car. He ain't debuted no car. Now you got to show a car. Now you got to see a car. Lord have mercy.
I'm going on mute.
I'm going on mute, too. You can have the show, Tim. Come on. You can have it, Tim.
But you have to unquit and mute me. You know what, y'all? Watch this. Let me tell you. Hey, James Black.
Go ahead.
Hey, James Black, have you ever seen a man that when they finally give him something, he get real excited about it? Chemo ain't never had no power. He mute my mic every time. And I'm trying to talk to him.
You talk stupid, Tim. You be talking stupid.
How am I talking stupid? Wait, hold on. Everybody on the phone know. You ain't been out in 10 years. Okay, so I got to keep you and
get you some money, man.
Hold on.
Lock
my
in
power's
and get
running,
you some money, man.
Wait a minute. I'm going to show you something. James Black, the man said, I'm going to lock you in for Bobby Cole race. I got it. I said, okay, let's do that, Chemo. Then he come back and said, Junior say he can only work on one car at a time. Then he come back and told me, I got to order a gear. It's a special gear.
Chemo,
you keep coming back and forth telling
Tim
me
Howe,
that you can't do this.
Get
you
some
can't
money,
do this.
Man.
I'm going to wait until
you see
a car.
All you going to do is
when
I coming
when,
up.
When I see a car, I'll talk to him about things. But right now, he ain't talking about nothing.
I'm gonna
get a little rude with him. He ain't got time. He can't talk to me till he race somebody. I've been racing, get my butt kicked, but I've been racing. You ain't did nothing.
Yes, sir.
You ain't had
oil Tim,
pressure.
We in the same ballpark.
Ain't nobody smelt no ribs in the water. Ain't nobody nothing. Chemo. Compared to you, I'm a bad
man. All you can do is win you some money. Sound like
you're scared, I know you've been, but why don't you grab?
Scared money don't win
no
money. Scared money don't win
no
money, boy. Scared money
don't
win no money.
Why don't you grab that Wesley? Why don't you grab that?
I'm trying to grab you.
You
said you got it. Hey, hold on.
You said James Black can have everything in grudge racing. Give him that, Jesse James. Give him everything in grudge racing, like you said.
You ain't heard me tell James Black that. You heard me tell James Black he got the baton.
Oh.
Did he say everything, did he say everything in drag racing? We'll take that.
He got that.
No, he did.
Tim Howe's making up shit, man. This motherfucker. Tim Howe,
what about,
sit down,
what about
man.
A?
Every time you
what
turn
about
around,
a?
Somebody, you.
What about
hey, Kimo.
A?
But
you try A?
Kimo. Kimo.
Yeah, I deserve it.
Kimo, in the morning. Get my number from Aaron. Call me first thing in the morning.
Okay.
Call me first thing in the morning. Yep.
Okay.
Go back. All right. Go back to your regular beat.
Man, I'm gonna hang this joke up, man. This joke ain't.
Get on his
funny.
Ass.
I see y'all same place, same
man, y'all
time.
This
week,
is
man.
The fellowship hour, goddamn.
Go back to his ass, house. Kill his ass, house.